Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. It is me, your girl, Ash, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. We're here. We're doing it. We're crushing life. It is almost the end of April. And my goodness, I feel like my life is crazy. I wonder if you feel that way too. I hope that you do. I hope that we're in this together and you feel like things are nonstop. But for me, it's so many good things. And something I've been thinking a lot about is when life gets busy, like crazy busy. I don't even have kids yet. So if your moms or dads, you're out there and you're like, please, Ashley, you don't even know yet because you don't have kids and you don't have the chaos of that. And I hear you. I'm stepping into those years and I'm freaking excited, but my goodness, I feel like my life is crazy. So you know what? Respect to all the parents out there, all the guardians out there. My gosh, you guys are real people taking care of other beings and taking care of yourself. And you know what? Just take a moment to pat yourself on the back, because I've been thinking about the craziness and busyness of life. And my goodness, if you are not okay, right? Like mentally, physically, emotionally, if you're not in a good space, a good heart space, tackling all the things throughout the day, all the things throughout the week, all the things throughout the month, tackling your life, it gets really freaking hard, right? And that's not even to say when adversity and hard moments and stuff hits the fan. It's not even to say that that's happening. It's just the busyness of life, right? Like waking up and going to work and taking your dog out and taking your kids to school and answering your boss's phone calls and doing the dishes and doing the laundry and then taking the dog out again and then cleaning the house, right? Like paying your taxes, doing all of the things a normal person does on top of like weddings and celebrations and your side hustle and working out and like all of the things that get in the way, right, of life. Or I guess you could really say that it encompasses your life. Being able to do all of the things and do it well, it requires your mind and your heart to be in sync, to be aligned. It requires that at a minimum. So today, I just want to give you guys a chance to be where you are and give you guys a little wellness and mindset boost pep talk, because I feel like it's something that I need for my spirit and my heart. How often do you guys feel like you are living life ahead of yourself, right? You're playing catch up. You're living for the next moment. Right, on the flip side of that, how often do you feel like you're living in the past? You're living in what happened last week or last month or last year? Like something's weighing on your heart and mind. How often do you live in that space? I really want this episode to serve as a chance to recharge, refocus, and ground in where you are now. Something that my family says a lot is be where your feet are, right? And that's not just physically, right? Like physically, I'm sitting in the office and I'm recording this episode. But in order to be where your feet are, you have to be tapped in mentally. You have to be present in your body in the here and now, because you can be physically where your feet are. But if you're already living in tomorrow, living in the next moment, you're missing the goodness that's happening today, but you're also missing out on who you are and how you're showing up right now in this moment. You might be missing valuable lessons that you could be learning right now because you're too busy worrying and thinking and ruminating on the future, right? On what's happening at the end of the year, or what's happening next month, or what's happening at your business meeting in 3 months from now. We rob ourselves from the present moment. We take the joy out of the now to live in the fear and the doubt and the uncertainty of tomorrow. How would your life change if you had the ability, if you had the tools and the tactics to be so present that you're able to give yourself what you need right now in order to get that 1% better, right? In order to show up better in the next moment, because you could tend to yourself fully, presently, not judging yourself. I want to give you guys three little steps, right? A little guide that will help you to be where your feet are at any moment of the day, at any week, any month, no matter what it is, what's going on, how you're showing up. It could be your worst day ever, your best day ever. It's a chance to tap back into the present moment. Step number one, I want you to notice where you are right now. I know it seems silly, it seems simple. How can you come completely present? Right? If you're driving in your car, what do you notice around you? Are there cars driving fast? Is there a loud car? What color is the car in front of you? Notice your hands on the steering wheel, the music that's playing in the background. Like, get so present that you begin to notice all the things that are happening around you. What this does is it will quiet the chatter in your minds, because you'll be so busy noticing the colors and the sounds and the noises and the touches and the feelings, and you'll engage all of your senses. So it will be so hard for your brain to think about tomorrow, to worry about tomorrow, because you're noticing all the things that are happening around you. What a great practice to get yourself to become fully present in the now, so that you can be where your feet are mentally. Another great little practice with this is practicing the 5-4-3-2-1 method. I want you to pick out 5 things you can see, 4 things you can hear, 3 things you can touch, 2 things you can taste, and 1 thing you can smell, right? 5-4-3-2-1. You're going to engage all of your senses so that you busy the mind, you shut up the mind, so that you can be fully present in the here and the now. Our mind just chatters all the time, right? No matter what. We're sitting and we're writing a next business meeting. We're sitting and we're writing our lesson plan. We're sitting and we're writing our to-do list, and our mind is chatter, 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 going, going, going. Your life will change when you begin to tap into the present moment. When you begin to sit with yourself so that you can give yourself exactly what you need in order to be better in the next moment. Number 2, yes, I want you to practice gratitude. I want you to show some love for yourself. I was in a workout class the other day and we were doing burpees, high knees, whatever. My heart rate was up and the instructor said, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself something kind. And I thought this was really powerful because it was in the midst of chaos, the midst of being tired, the midst of wanting to give up, that we had to look ourselves in the mirror and say, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're resilient, you're capable, right? Like, we had to tell ourselves something kind and compassionate to soothe our minds, to soothe our hearts, to soothe our lungs, so that we can get back to the present moment. It doesn't matter how loud the music is, how hot the room is, how much sweat is pouring off your body. You have to tune in. And that is so symbolic to life. How can you soothe yourself when shit hits the fan? How can you coach yourself through a hard moment? How can you coach yourself through a hard conversation? How can you coach yourself up when you feel like crap, when you feel like you're stuck, when you feel like you're failing? We have to have the ability to love on ourselves, to pick ourselves up when we're down, when life is busy and life is hard. And you know how we become experts at that? Well, we do it in the ease of life, right? Like when we're coasting, when we're like, damn, life is good. I feel good. We have to build this habit. We have to rewire our mind to tap into these kind thoughts, this loving part of ourselves. So that when life does get hard, when things come up, When adversity hits, when challenges arise, our mind goes, you know what? I know exactly what to do. I know how to soothe myself because I've done it before. So I'm going to do it again. So not only do I want you to practice gratitude and show some love for yourself, but I want you to think about how you want to feel in this moment. This is big. We're tapping back into that mindset to be where your feet are. Do you want to feel joy? Do you want to feel peace? Do you want to feel gratitude? Do you want to feel support, passion, fulfillment? What do you want to feel in this moment? And I want you to breathe it in. I want you to take a big deep breath, count to seven, and breathe in that feeling. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your lungs. Feel it in your mind. What would it feel like to feel joy right now in this moment? I want it to be so powerful that you imagine joy flowing through your veins, that you imagine peace flowing through your veins. Because emotions and feelings are vibrations, right? As much as we feel that negative, sad, blah, stagnant energy, we can flip the script just as fast into something else, right? Into something good. It takes work, it takes intention, it takes conscious effort in our mind. But I want you to breathe it in right now. And I want you to focus on that feeling word for the rest of the day. Heck, I want you to focus on that feeling word for the rest of the week, right? So if tomorrow you wake up and you feel blah, you feel stuck, you feel stagnant, you feel not excited to tackle your day, you can go back to this moment and go, you know what? I committed to joy this week. So I'm going to take five deep breaths and I'm going to feel it in my bones, in my veins, in my heart. And I'm going to focus on bringing more joy into my life. We focus so much on the chaos. We focus so much on the negative. We focus so much on all the things that we're not good at. So let this moment serve as a reminder to you to put more emphasis on the celebrations, on the wins, on the victories, on the successes, on your strengths. I want you to put some emphasis there. The last thing that I want you to do in order to be where your feet are, get your mind right, is to set one small achievable goal from today to the rest of the week. If it's drinking more water, write it down. If it's talking more kindly to yourself, write it down. If it's less screen time on your phone, write it down. If it's more time in the morning to work out and move your body, write it down. If it's more time with your husband, write it down. If you need more time in the morning to do your morning routine, drink your coffee, and take your magic mind shot, do it. Write it down. Make it happen. And I'm telling you right now, I've been taking the magic mind shot for a few weeks now, every single morning, and it's game-changing for my morning routine. I am focused. I am mentally clear. I am motivated. I am productive. What more could you want? Don't forget to check out the show notes. Click the link, www.magicmind.com/splash20. It'll give you 20% off or use code splash20 at checkout. You are what you do every day. Check it out. So what the heck do you need to set yourself up to make it happen? Things don't change unless you do. Things don't happen unless you make them happen. So in order to be where your feet are, I want you to get present. I want you to practice gratitude, show yourself some dang love, and set one small achievable goal. Because if you're focused on this goal throughout the week, you will become so present in your day-to-day that you will live with so much intention, it's going to change your life. And this wellness mindset, be where your feet are, pep talk, is designed to snap you back and remind you that you're in the driver's seat and wherever you go next is totally up to you. So yes, I get it. Life is busy. Yes, I get it. Life is crazy. Yes, you might be going through a hard time, but I'm here to encourage you and to remind you that your mindset and who you show up as today, how you show up today is still up to you. Your happiness is your responsibility. Your greatness is your responsibility. So take it seriously. Take this one life, this one chance so seriously Because before you know it, you're going to blink and it's going to be gone. And my gosh, I don't want you to have, I shoulda, coulda, woulda at the end of it all. So make shit happen right now. This is the only now that we get. My gosh, I hope you're fired up to, you know, change your mindset and dive into wellness and, you know, just get so dang present that the present moment is all that you know. Thank you yet again for tuning into today's episode. Don't forget to check me out on social media at @a_splashofash. Check out my website. I might have some cool things, you know, to launch and to get excited about soon here, splashofash.com. Share this with all the people that you know, all the people that you love. My goodness, we're getting better together every single day, and that's freaking cool. You guys know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. So until then, keep crushing life. Keep being great and keep showing up. Don't you ever forget that I'm proud of you. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you next week on Tuesday. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social @a_splashofash and my website splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.